The market has been feeling a little better about this latest recovery in risk sentiment. Unfortunately, the move has been quite mild thus far and certainly not the type of rapid bounce back that we had been so accustomed to seeing in the many years since the financial markets crisis of 2008. We're in a different market environment now, and it feels like instead of dips being bought at every turn, it's more about selling into rallies. We're hearing hawkish talk out from almost every central bank, and that talk has ramped up over at the ECB and BOE with ECB Ren and BOE Pill, the latest on the wires to be doing it. And with risk sentiment turning up a bit, this hawkish talk has definitely helped to add a little bit more support to the euro and pound. One central bank that's not following along, though, is the Bank of Japan, with the BOJ still committed to accommodative policy, something that has opened a massive yield differential between the yen and US dollar, leading to another fresh yearly low in the yen today, and the market trading at its lowest level since 1998 against the US dollar. Calls for a recession in the US and global economy have been keeping investors from wanting to commit to fresh positions into this latest dip in stocks, and Goldman Sachs has just come out seeing the probability for a U.S. recession in 2023 at 30%, up from 15% previous. This, of course, due to the aggressive policy response at the Fed. Looking ahead, we get Canada retail sales, U.S. existing home sales, and Fed speak from Barkin and Mester. That's all for now.